أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. من كان يريد العزة فلله العزة جميعا، إليه يصعد الكلم الطيب والعمل الصالح يرفعه، والذين يمكرون السيئات لهم عذاب شديد ومكر أولئك هو يبور. In the previous ayats, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explained the further signs of His great Qudrat by which we can realize the existence of Allah, the oneness of Allah, the great power and Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, and thereby realize the reality of the life of the Akhirat and prepare for that life. So further Allah Ta'ala says, مَنْ كَانِ يُرِيدُ الْعِزَّةِ جِسْكُ چَاهِيَ عِزَّةِ. A person who wants respect and honor, then the way to get that respect and honor, remember, فَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ جَمِيعًا. To Allah ke liye hai sari izzat. All respect and honor is solely and only for Allah Ta'ala. And Allah gives it to whom He wants to. So the way to get it is from Allah Ta'ala. Not on our own that we try and carve out ways and do things so that people must respect us. The more a person pleases Allah with iman, his iman becomes stronger, his a'mal are more and good quality, and he has got taqwa, that person, Allah Ta'ala gives him izzat and honor. Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. The person who has got the most taqwa is the most respected and honored by Allah Ta'ala. Then Allah gives that izzat to him, and people in the world also honor him. And that is true respect, not just because of his position, for example, in some government position, or in some company, he's got a high position, not because of that. Then once that position is not there, then that respect is also gone. This is a continuous respect which Allah gives for this world also and in the year after. So there it is to get that respect is from Allah Ta'ala. And in order to get it, Allah explains a way. إِلَيْهِ يَسْعَدُ الْكَلِمُ الطَّيِّبُ. اُسْكِ تَرَفْ جَرْتَا هِ كَلَامْ سُوْتْرَا. And all pure talk, that is zikr of Allah Ta'ala, tilawat, calling people towards Allah Ta'ala, all good talk, this goes towards Allah Ta'ala. And when it goes to Allah, then Allah gives respect and honor in return. Wal amalu salihu yarfa'uhu. Aur kaam nek usko utha leta hai. And whatever good deeds are done, then Allah raises those good deeds to him. Yeah, two things. One is verbal ibadat of Allah, zikrullah, tilawat, giving bayan, calling people towards Allah, stopping them from evil. This goes on its own to Allah Ta'ala. Allah used the word yas'adu for that. It climbs up to Allah Ta'ala. And amali saliha, which are acts of our body, our namaz, our hajj, etc., that Allah used the word yarfa'uhu. That Allah raises those. Allah picks them up and takes them towards Him. In any case, both reach to Allah, and then Allah Ta'ala sends respect and honor for that person. وَالَّذِينَ يَمْكُرُونَ السَّيِّئَاتِ or جو لوگ دعاو میں ہے برائیوں کے. And those people who are all the time doing evil, planning and plotting evil, even their own gunas they want to make, they are planning to make gunas, or they are planning and to harm somebody else, etc., all this wrong what they are doing, لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ. ان کے لیے ہے سخت عذاب. For them is a very severe punishment from Allah Ta'ala. Those who do good, their good deeds are raised up to Allah. Allah gives them respect and honor. And those who do wrong and evil, then for them is a severe punishment from Allah Ta'ala. وَمَكْرُ أُولَٰئِكَ هُوَ يَبُورُ. اور ان کا دعو ہے توتے کا. And all their planning just goes in waste and is useless. It does not count whatsoever. Allah Ta'ala destroys all that planning of theirs also. And Allah has shown this all along. Those who planned against the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, for a while it looked like they are really going and they are winning. But all their plans were thwarted and they were destroyed completely. The same in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam as well. وَاللَّهُ خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ تُرَابٍ. Yeah, further Allah explains His great Qudrat also. Or Allah ne tumko banaya mitti se, and it is Allah who created you from sand. Whether it is directly from Adam alayhi salam, Allah made him directly from sand. Or even us today, we are the children of Adam, and also we were born from the sperm of the father that was placed in the womb of the mother. That sperm was made from blood. That blood is made from the food that we eat. The food comes from the ground. So from the ground, Allah Ta'ala has created us. ثُمَّ مِن نُطْفَةٍ فِرْ بُونَ بَعَنِي سَيْ. And then Allah made it into the drop of sperm. ثُمَّ جَعَلَكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا فِرْ بَنَايَتُمْكُ جُورِ جُورِ. Then Allah made you in pairs. Allah made man also. Allah made woman also. The same raw material, the same sand from where food was made, the same of blood that was made from that food, that same sperm that was made from that blood, but some Allah made man and some Allah made woman. Totally different biologically, how Allah Ta'ala in His Qudrat made some man and made some woman with the same raw material. وَمَا تَحْمِلُ مِنْ أُنْثَى وَلَا تَضَعُ إِلَّا بِعِلْمِهِ. اور نہ پیٹ رہتا ہے کسی مادہ کا اور نہ وہ جنتی ہے بن خبر اس کے. And there is no female that gives birth to its offspring, whether it's a human or whether it's an animal. Any female that gives birth to its offspring or anyone that the pregnancy has become pregnant, that is, they have conceived, or that they delivered a child, nothing is done without the knowledge of Allah. Everything is fully in the knowledge of Allah Ta'ala. وَمَا يُعَمَّرُ مِن مُعَمَّرِينَ. اور نہ عمر پاتا ہے کوئی بری عمر والا. And nobody becomes old and aged. وَلَا يُنْقَسُ مِن عُمْرِهِ. اور نہ گھٹتی ہے کسی کی عمر. And nobody's age decreases. إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ. مگر لکھا ہے کتاب میں. All this is written in the book of Allah Ta'ala. Those who die young, those who age and become old, everything is recorded by Allah, and everything works according to that plan of Allah Ta'ala. Inna dhalika 'ala Allahi yaseer. Beshak ye Allah par aasan hai. And a person might think the whole world's people, animals also, all of them, how does Allah manage this? Allah says it's very easy for Allah Ta'ala. It isn't difficult at all. Allah Ta'ala is good. And from this we should understand the great Qudrat of Allah, how great Allah is, and how Allah manages all the affairs of the world. So in these ayat, Allah has further shown us that in order to gain respect and honor, we should turn to Allah with righteous and good deeds, those that please Allah Ta'ala. And we should see the Qudrat of Allah all the time within ourselves, in our homes, around us, and by that we should turn more sincerely and fully to Allah Ta'ala. وآخر دعوانا.